So we had a daf, a lot of Gemara, a lot of halachas, that was really made up of two different ideas. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. Ha'moicher avdoi lo'ovdei kechavim, yotza ben chayrin. Ha'moicher avdoi lo'chutz la'aretz, yotza ben chayrin. Ad kidei kach, that if someone's moicher avdoi lo'ovdei kechavim, there's a knas, and the knas could be 10 times, 100 times, could be it's even lav d'avka, Taisa says maybe even more than 100 times. But the bottom line is, ha'moicher avdoi lo'ovdei kechavim, yotza ben chayrin. Ha'moicher avdoi lo'chutz la'aretz, yotza ben chayrin. What's the time of the krah? What's the reason for this halacha? Because you did something terrible. What did you do? You basically took an Eved Kenani who was chayv and mitzvahs al koponim, like an isha, and you put him into a situation where it's going to be very, very challenging for him to keep Torah mitzvahs. That sounds like a very bona fide, valid, legitimate reason to impose a knas. What did he do so bad? What did they both do so bad? The moicher and the lekech, b'ikud the lekech. It's that they took this Yid who was living in Eretz Yisrael and they sent him to Chutz La'aretz. Why is that so gefarlich? There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Freit Chassam Sofer in his Chedush Chassam Sofer al Hashas, a kushya nifla. In the course of the daf, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a lot of Yibayas. One of the Yibayas that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked was, what would be if somebody sold an Eved Kenani to an Eved Kechavim and he made a condition? The condition was you have to allow him to keep Torah mitzvahs. Would that change anything? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I'll ask you even a different question. What would be if he sold him and he said, Chutz mi Shabbos v'yantif? Meaning, you want to make this Yid, do Averis, whatever. But just give me Shabbos and Yantif. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a tzad that that would be okay. That in that case, we would not impose the knas. How could Rabbi Yirmiyah have such a tzad? If Hamoicher Avdei L'Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is, that is Yotze Ben Chayrin, and we impose a knas because of one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Havamina if he's going to tell him, I'm going to make him violate all Taryag mitzvah with the exception of Shabbos V'yontiv? I understand Shabbos V'yontiv, it's gewalt. But at the same time, you see one mitzvah is already a problem, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer says it's a pliat suma. How do you understand Rabbi Yirmiyah's Zibayah? He asked it on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a tzad that if he carves out Shabbos V'yontiv, that would be enough not to impose a knas. If he sells him a chutzlar, it's where he's being mafsed him just Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's already a problem. Dr. Sam Soifer, you have to hear it inside. The reason that someone that's Meicher Abdo in the Chutz La'aretz, the Allah is Yatza L'cheres, is the Hassan because in Chutz La'aretz, Eino Mekayim Shum Mitzvah. It's because when somebody sells his Eved L'Chutz La'aretz, it's literally like selling him to the guy. Because you're going to cause him now to not be able to be Mekayim any Mitzvah. Duchal Adar B'Chutz La'aretz, Doi Mekemisha, Ein Lo Yaloika. Because someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz is as if he ought nishkan b'ashefer. Afilu kriyishma shekoyre b'chutz la'aretz einenu kekoyre b'eretz Yisrael. Even kriyishma that a person reads in Chutz La'aretz, it's not like he's saying in Eretz Yisrael. Ki gershu me'estapech b'nachlas Hashem. V'zeu musr gadol, says the Chassam Sofer. Whoa. He says, v'zeu musr gadol. V'zeu musr gadol. Now what's the beer in the Chassam Sofer? Chassam Sofer like this. It needs a pshat. What's pshat in this Chassam Sofer? But the pshat is pashat. The pshat is the yisoy that the Ramban says many, many places in his Pirush al HaTorah, Kiyodua, the Chassam Sofer was very dovuk to the Ramban al HaTorah. And the Ramban, in many different places, says that we know Eretz Yisrael has physical milus over Chutz La'aretz, right? The Perush and the Shtapch behem Eretz Yisrael. It has spiritual milus over Chutz La'aretz. That's obvious. It also has astrological milus over Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramban, in many different places, sometimes more barichol, sometimes more bekitzer, says that every single nation and every single land in the world has a constellation, a mazel, a malach of some sort that governs over it. With the exception of one, and that's Eretz Yisrael. And with the exception of one nation, it's the nation of Klal Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, every place outside of Eretz Yisrael is tainted by virtue of the fact that the ruler, the governor, the day-to-day operator, the micromanager of what goes on in that nation is one of these mazolos. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz asher eini Hashem alekecha bo mireishis hashana v'ad achrishana. It's not tachas the memshol of anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvoidoi uva'atzmai. The Ramban says that's the oimik in kalador b'chutz la'aretz doimik kemisha ein lo yaloika. The word Eloika, when we think of Eloika, you think of Elohim, it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's also an inyan Malachim are referred to as Elohim Acherim. Because really, the word Eloika means God, but it also means ruler from a celestial, from an astrological, from a supernatural perspective. Every nation has its Eloika, or Eloiha, b'loshon chayil. Only Klal Yisrael, only the Yidden, when they're in Eretz Yisrael, don't have any Eloiha. There's no medium. All they have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chayil v'atzman, who's controlling everything that they do. Kaladar b'chutzlar, it says, Doimi k'misha ein le'elika. What do you mean? Bereshis bar alikim. The Ebeshte is the alikim of the whole Briya. But in chutzlar, it's you don't have that direct. You're going through intermediaries. You have to go through a middleman. And at Yisrael, you don't have to go through a middleman. And that's the Oimik says in Ramban, many places. In Kaladar b'chutzlar, it's Doimi k'misha ein le'elika. The most dramatic place, maybe, that Ramban breaks this point is in Parashas Achrim. He brings this Chazal, and he talks about it, and then he says a Dov Nifla. And it's based on a Sefri, and Rashi al Torah already, this Miram is the Sefri in Parashas Ekev. We've spoken about it many times over the years. And that is, that when you understand Eretz Yisrael, and you understand Klal Yisrael, and you understand the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Eretz Yisrael, you would know the following. That the reason when Hashem took the Adam Mitzrayim, he brought him into Eretz Yisrael, is because really the primary place that he didn't be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. And outside Eretz Yisrael, really the Torah Mitzvahs don't have the same effect that they have in Eretz Yisrael. So why do we keep Torah Mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael? The reason we keep them outside of Eretz Yisrael is Shalok Teshtakach. It's like this, you shouldn't forget when one day we go back to Eretz Yisrael. But that's the real reason. That's the real reason. The Sefri says, Vavadate Mehera. You say this in Kirishma, and then afterwards, Vesamtem as Devar Ayela. Zok to Sefri, Vavadate Mehera, even though you're going to be in Golus, Vavadate Mehera, but at the same time, Vesamtem as Devar Ayela. Because I would have thought maybe not. Maybe only in Eretz Yisrael, Kamashmo, even in Chutz La'aretz. But this is Torah Saramban, that the purpose and the tachlis of Torah mitzvahs, right, we spoke about in the L'shem Yichud with the Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Aleph, and all the inyonim that happen and the tikkunim when a Yid does Torah mitzvahs, the ikker happens in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the oimik of this Chassam Sofer. He says, living in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a sugi of Kedusha Rishayin to Kitchel L'Shaita. Yeah, Kitchel L'Asa Lavi, like Kitchel L'Asa Lavi, there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Obsada Nocha Inyin. Kol Ador B'Chutz La'aretz, Doimik K'misha Ein Lo Yalika. And someone that's Kairu Kriya Shema in Chutz La'aretz, Ein Nenu K'Kairu B'Eretz Yisrael. It's not the same thing. And the reason Meicher Avdol Chutz La'aretz is Yotzim and Chayrin is not out the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's because you took away the whole Inyan, the whole Torah mitzvahs. Eichus Dig is not the same. You just put him into a matzah where he's doing the kamisha ein le'alika, and that's what warrants the Yotzim and Chayrin. V'zeh Musar Gadol, says the Chassam Sofer. Demis says this Chassam Sofer is l'shitasoi. Not for now, but this is Chassam Sofer's L'shitasai in his Tshuva, Yerideya, Simen, Reish Lama Dalit, in the conversation for the most famous Tshuva in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. It was written to Agoyin Agodah, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where they talked about Eretz Yisrael, Tzvaz, Elokadim Eiraneini, like Bobby, right? All that is happening in those Tshuvas. And in that Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer tells Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis that the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Ksuvas, Hakom Mailun Eretz Yisrael, in Hakom Eitzin, right? We had in today's daf, the end of the daf, that a man is allowed to force his family to go to Eretz Yisrael, but you can never force him to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Chassam Sofer told Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, if there is a Mitzvah Zich of Eretz Yisrael or not. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Chaim HaKoyin, that Tosfos brings in Ksuvas Kufiyot on the base, that maybe it was Marazeh. Yeah, Eretz Yisrael, no Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Machlokes Rambam Ravid, whether Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shni, Kitchel Asa Lavi, like Kitchel Asa Lavi. He says nothing to do with, you know, Tzvi Eretz Kalasher, if you could bring a Karban Pesach, you can't bring a Karban Pesach. If you go on the Harabayas, you achai, of course, you achai. He says in a Furish, Bok Tzain, has nothing to do with that, said the Chassam Sofer. He says a Yid can force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is a different Mitzvah. Your whole Avoida, all your Torah mitzvahs is Andish. Right, you see where the with this hergish of Chibas Eretz Yisrael could have come from. I mean, as that rape bite makes you want to get on a plane. But the bottom line is, this is what it is. So said the Chassam Sofer, it's l'shitasai, that halacha, the Mishnah Ksubis, we're talking halacha now. The halacha and the Mishnah Ksubis, Kofiur Amidbeis, is related to this Inyan, the Ramban al Torah. And this halacha here in Gittin Memdal, it is also related to that Ramban al Torah. It's the same Nakuda. V'zeu Musar Gadol. But there's a second part to the Chassam Sofer, which is a shtickle in a chama. Zok the Chassam Sofer, avu mikol mokim, and equally as epic. Snez the Chassam Sofer, avu mikol mokim, nearly. Loi omru, this inyan was only said, be'evet kanani. It was said regarding an evet kanani. Avu gedoy le Yisrael, talmidei chachamim, oiskim b'toyro, aleyem nemar. It's regarding them, there's another Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menaches, where the Gemara says, b'chol mokim mukter mugish l'shmi. Umincha tahayra ve'eyolehem sham mikdash zeu beis rabenu shababavel. The Gemara says, it says, b'chal makim mukta mugish l'shmi. B'chal makim salka daitach. You can bring karbonis everywhere. You can't bring karbonis everywhere. Am Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, am Rav Yoinison, elu tamid ha-chamim al-iskim b'teira. B'chal makim. It doesn't matter where they're learning Torah. Ma'alani aleim kilu maktirin u'magishin l'shmi. U'mincha tahayra v'chulei v'chulei. Zok tichsam sofer. That we know when a Yid learns Torah, it's as if he brought karbonis. Where do you bring karbonis? In Eretz Yisrael. Not just Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash. Not just the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be in the Azara. Sometimes, Lefnai V'Lefnim. When a Yid learns Torah, he's in the Makom HaMikdash. And that's the Oymek B'chol Makom Mukter U'Mugash L'Shmi. That, not that you can bring Karbanos anywhere, but anywhere is a Makom that's Roy and Shaykh to bring in Karbanos. Because wherever there's a Yid learning Torah, wherever there's Tamid HaChamim, in the Bati Knesis and the Bati Midrashis, these are places that have a din of Eretz Yisrael. And in a place like that, your kriyishma is a kriyishma, and in a place like that, you taka don't have to worry. So Sedech Sam Sofer, it's dafke the moicher avdoi le'eretz l'chutzos. You have to work out the Mishnah and then the Masechtas Ksubas, because that wasn't talking about an Eved. And Sam Sofer said a similar word over there. But he says, dafke moicher avdoi val the Eved Kanani, he doesn't learn Torah. He's probably potter from Talmud Torah, like Anisha's potter from Talmud Torah. So the Eved Kanani doesn't have that inyan of b'chal makom mukter mugash l'shmi. But for someone that's Oisek b'Torah, b'chal makom mukter mugash l'shmi, and based on that, wherever he is in Eretz Yisrael.